Christine Telfer. Thanks, Joan. Thanks for having me. I think I'm just going to stand. It's really not that hot today, but it has been recently, and this is also for Kay, so she likes this poem. The heat. It's not the heat, it's the humidity, they say, but today, I think they're wrong. It's the heat. The sun beating down so intensely that your head feels like it's on fire. Car seats become frying pans, and even dark glasses don't do enough to block it out. And this is Pittsburgh, not Phoenix. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. I repeat to myself and think of other things that aren't what they are, but something else, so they say. It's not that I don't love you. It's not about the money. It's not a relationship, per se. It's not that he's a bad person. It's not anything, really. It's not a problem. And throw them away. Just this once for today. Let's let things be what they are and not something else. The heat is the heat. A rose is a rose. A cigar? Well, sometimes it is the humidity, after all. I think I'm going to, like, yeah, I can move this. Okay. No, I just want to, I might want to. Yeah, I might want to move around while I'm doing this one. Akila, from Afghanistan, walks into my classroom smiling, hip swaying, arm swinging just a little as she walks. I greet her warmly, I think. I try. Perhaps this time I am warmer than I sometimes am with others. Which is wrong, I guess. One should treat everyone the same. But we all do it from time to time. Sympathize, show favoritism. Afghanistan, I'm thinking, we just bombed Afghanistan. This poem was written a few years ago. This is someone I want to help. When she's seated, and I bend to see her up close, I can see the crater-like scars on her face more clearly. The pen she holds with seeming ease in her left hand. I try not to stare at the right hand, which isn't there. I'm amazed that she's still smiling. The next time I see her, it's the same, the smile, the ease. I start to wonder, what's up with this woman? She's awfully smiley, smiley for someone coming from a country we've just bombed and whose right arm ends in a stump at the elbow. I consult a mental timeline, estimate Akila's age, mid-30s. And these wounds aren't new. Perhaps from the early 80s, from bombs dropped by the Soviets. No, from bombs dropped by the Americans, intended to counter the Soviets. No, wait. The Americans only brought the bombs. Charlie Wilson's valiant war. From bombs dropped by the Afghanis, intended to counter the Soviets. Bombs to counter bombs, wars to end wars. The Americans, the Soviets, the Taliban. Who did it? I'm not sure it matters. This is not a mystery story. This is a woman who's missing a hand. And this is my version of a translation of a pretty famous poem by Lorca. The moon ascends. When the moon flies up and the blaring day disappears, pathways emerge that are invisible, impenetrable at other times. When the moon flies up and the waters rise and swirl, submerging the earth and almost everything on its surface, one lone heart is left floating in the infinite deep. No one eats mango under the moon's eerie glow. You can only drink cold green tea or eat honeydew melon. When the moon flies up, a century of similar faces may cause the silver coins in your pocket to weep and moan. Should I do one more, or is that fine? Okay. All right. Since the moon's already out, full moon over the Mon. They sit on a bench near the bank of the mucky river, mid-July, and the humidity so thick you can see it swirling, almost like mist. The pollution is not bad tonight, not so bad, not bad at all anymore, now the mill's shut down. You can even see the moon and a few stars rising out of the murky darkness, the night, almost indistinguishable from the water. He puts his arm around her slenderness, the hand damp with what had once been sweat, cool against her elbow. He finds her lips and the small plastic clasp holding her bra together. She tries to pretend this is not East McKeesport, but France, not the Monongahela, but the Seine, not this man, but another. Probably she will go through life this way, enchanted, pretending, as if the moon was not a three-quarter moon, as if it were full. Yeah.